started in from. Which, Dave Anthony, that brings me to this week's trivia question. Being a good Catholic, wherever you are, in the Catholic Church, December 3rd, which is the first day that Daisy celebrated Mass in the interior of the Lower Peninsula,
correct?
What is the feast of December 3rd? The feast of what saint?
The feast of what saint?
Yes.
Oh, that makes it a lot easier.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't even have a clue where to start.
Well, Marilee would be disappointed.
I don't think she was this case. I really don't.
December 3rd is the feast of St. Francis Xavier. And, of course, St. Francis Xavier led Catholic missions throughout the entire world, including Asia. Bonus question. Trying to jump over your text. What is St. Xavier the patron saint of?
Did you?
Yes, I did.
I can't say I picked up on your answer.
It's only the St. Xavier is the patron saint of missions.
Okay.
Yes, there you go. Consider the most influential missionary since St. Paul. So, Cincinnati Xavier University is even named after him. And Xavier University, here's your third question, Dave.
Yes.
Xavier University was founded in 1831. Which university is older, Notre Dame or Xavier?
Oh, boy. So even a 50-50 question still got me. Well, you've been talking about Xavier so much, so I'll go Notre Dame for that.
In fact, it was actually Xavier. Notre Dame was founded in 1842, 11 years later. Xavier is the sixth oldest Catholic university in the United States. The oldest would be Georgetown University in 1789.
Interesting.
Dave, answer one of your three keys for today's game.
Well, number one, we're so bad, they have to shore up the defense. They're going to have to try to stop Saginaw Valley's running game. They're going to attack them all over the place. Badass needs to get tough in the trenches and not allow the big play. On the other side of the football, Saginaw Valley needs to stay within themselves, pound the football, get back to scoring some points. They need to do something to recover what happened last week. And last but not least, I think on the offensive side of things, you can't just feed the rock to Ryan Horowski. Okay, you can't feed the same guy every time. Obviously, you want to use that to your advantage. Let Ben McVay continue to excel, give him a few more opportunities, and mix in some of these other guys and see if you can't break free somewhere else. So they have to be creative on offense, even if they go to the spread and do some quick passes, screen passes. I think that will help open up the running game for then a Ryan Horowski to take over.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. We're going to take a look at the current conditions and the upcoming game ahead of us in week number two. The Bannack Sanchez hosting the Saginaw Valley Panthers on your home for high school football at the WLW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
It first appeared as the company president's one-of-a-kind personal vacation car, but it quickly caught on with the driving public. It evolved into a luxury car. The Continental was the Lincoln flagship, but it sailed into history 14 years ago. Now, it's back. The 2017 Lincoln Continental, with your choice of three engines and front or all-wheel drive. Order yours today at More Lincoln Motor Sales of Cairo, the largest full-line Lincoln dealer in the Thumb, because it's back. Because you can. At More Lincoln Motor Sales of Cairo.
Make the switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. Hi, this is Matt Revert from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. It's our geothermal upgrade event. Switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. If you already have a geo system, upgrade to a 5 series and receive a $1,000 rebate, or upgrade to a 7 series and receive a $2,000 rebate. In addition, receive a 30% federal tax credit. Start saving up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. The comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 989-269-5280.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Bob Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Gold, Phil Lee with the broadcast tonight. Very conditions in Bad Axe, Michigan, 65 degrees and partly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain. This evening, winds out of the north at 11 miles per hour and gusting up to 18. Visibility is at 10 miles. Barometric pressure is at 30.18 and rising. The dew point is at 56. It feels like it's 64 degrees out. The humidity is at 72%. Sunset is at 8:08 p.m. tonight, and we're currently in the new moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. Sunrise was at 6:56 this morning. Sunset at 8:08 p.m. And as of today, September 1st, we have 13 hours and 12 minutes of daylight. We lost 19 minutes of daylight since last Friday. Red X won the toss and Lincoln to be first in the second half. Your official tonight, your referee is Andy Fennell. Umpire is Tom Olinas. Line judge is Connor Tylitz. Line judge is Chad Roberts, and your back judge is Kurt Rowley. Back deep for the San Diego Panthers in their all-white uniforms and blue letters and silver helmets. That would be number 13, Alexander Duan, and number 21, Tyler Sprague. Tyler Sprague, a 5'9", 128-pound senior, plays wide receiver and defensive back. And Alexander Duan, wide receiver and starting quarterback on defense. He's listed at 6', 178 pounds, and is a senior.
Yeah, both very athletic kids, doing a very nice job. Obviously, one's playing defensive back, they're playing tailback, returning kicks. So they're fast, they're powerful. So don't be surprised if they kick it a little bit away from here to start this game, Clark.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, who's the kicker is for Lance? I might be number 8, Ethan Crone. That is an absolutely jam-packed back here from FedEx. It's all minutes around the clock. NX taking on St. Lavelle, week number 2.
I'm not sure if they're still deciding who's going to kick this one off, Clark, or not. They're still huddled up together. I don't know if maybe a little more shambo over there. I'm not sure.
The way tonight is going, I won't be surprised.
Yeah, we're off to a good start, though.
Well, if you can't tell already. But if you can't even understand me right now, I'm saying this, we're on our backup system. It's just as frustrating for you listening as it's for us, if not more for us. And it is number 88, he's in Crone, taking a deep into the left, right, left across the radio, over the heads of the receivers for Novell, and it's finally picked up by number 21, Tyler Sprague, going to the far sideline at the 15-yard line. And he's actually stopped short of that at the 13. Brought down by the kicker, Ethan Crone. It's going to break some down. And as we're saying, the Lavelle will start their drive at the 14-yard line, first and 10, the left right across the radio.
Well, a little miscommunication by the special teamers from the Lavelle. We were just bragging up. They looked at each other, and the ball went right in between them and over their heads. Nobody fielded it. So they had to go back to the goal line, pick it up, and return the football. So excellent field position for the Bad Axe hatch of defense. The special teams pinned back the Panthers all the way back, looks like about the 15-yard line, maybe the 14, and they'll start out in the shotgun formation.
Spread offense, Jason Craig. Not sure who he is, but your quarterback. This is number 7, Dave Hosbeck. As a quick pass onto the left, and we're going to say it's received by number 8, Jacob Gray. There you go, wide receiver.